Become irresistible with these 5 gifts. In this video, you will discover a hidden secret that makes a man be magnetized to you, be intrigued by you, and of course, pursue you for a committed long-term relationship without frustration and attracting the wrong man into your life. Hey, I'm Antje Boyd with Magnetize Your Man, and together with my husband Brody, we've been helping thousands of successful women all over the world to get a connected, committed, and long-term relationship that they desire fast. So let's go ahead and dive right in. Now, to preface this video today, we're actually going to be talking about what you can do when you encounter anxiety. Because you see, what happens is when you encounter anxiety, when you're in an anxious attachment style, you're in an anxious mode, you actually become unattractive. You're actually repel men because you're really saying, I don't trust, I'm not worthy, I don't see my own value, I'm not powerful, you're on the pedestal. And so I will actually tell you how you encounter that authentically by actually activating the unique supernatural gifts that you have inside of yourself. Because when you activate those gifts inside of yourself, and I will tell you what they are, then you will naturally focus more on yourself. That means you will actually be less other focused. That means you'll be less anxious. You will be more confident and you'll have more self-trust. And guess what? When that happens, you become so magnetic. Men don't know what it is about you. You have this special brilliance, this special radiance about you. What? Are you a secret keeper? And they may want to find out, what is that secret? What is that code that they have to unlock? And that, of course, makes them pursue you forever. Now, the first gift that makes you become irresistible to a man is stepping into what I call your prophet. Now, when you step into your prophet, it is actually based on the supernatural gift of the Holy Spirit. And the supernatural gift of the Holy Spirit, you got it, is being prophetic. Okay. And so, hold on. What does that even mean? You know, I don't know if you've ever heard about this. Maybe you've heard the word prophet before, you know. But what does that actually mean when you carry the gift of the prophet? And so when you carry the gift of the prophet, you are highly likely visual. It means it's very easy for you to see images. Sometimes metaphors come to you also for other people, for friends, for colleagues, for family members. You may be really good in branding or in marketing or any profession that requires you to be like visionary and visual, potentially an artist. And because of that, like what happens is your visual gift is being strengthened in such a way that God speaks to you through that. And that could look like, again, that you just have something come to you. You don't know why it's coming to you. See, you don't design that, okay? So you're not giving someone advice. You're not giving someone relationship advice. You don't give them business advice. You know, it's actually like a really humble space to come from. And to say, for some reason, I see a cave. And in that cave, there are some treasures, right? But the receiver has to understand, what does that mean? So you don't know what that means. Now, the beautiful thing about that, though, is that you continue to foster your self-trust inside of yourself because you understand how God speaks through you and you're less anxious because of that. And you're actually more likely to tune within and to listen to yourself and avoid many painful experiences. Now, the next gift of the Holy Spirit is what I call being the wisdom keeper. Now, the gift being here is the words of knowledge or the words of wisdom. Now, by the way, knowledge has nothing, zero to do with actual logical knowing, okay? So this is not, when somebody asks you, why did you say that? You're not going to justify and explain why you said something. Here's what this looks like. So you may go out, you may go on a date, or you may meet someone you never met before, and you just know something about them. You know, you may say, oh, are you born in September? And they may say, how did you know that? And your answer is, I don't know. You were just available in that moment. You just got to sit, right? Has this ever happened to you? Or has somebody else asked you ever, and you're like, wow, how did they know that? Are they psychic? But they have the gift of knowledge. And so it doesn't mean that they're psychic, but it means that they get hits from the Holy Spirit. They're being inspired by the Holy Spirit, and they know some things about you, but it doesn't mean that they know everything about you. You know what I mean? They don't even know why they know that. They don't even know how that all connects as well. But it really helps you to understand when you have that gift, because then you can actually overcome that story that you have to know why you have that gift. Because how you actually block yourself from having that gift is because you were told as a child, you know, you have to know, you have to have the answers, you need to be logical, you need to think linear, you need to, you know, do all these things in a worldly way. And when something supernatural happens, that can't be happening, because it invalidates completely how you're supposed to think, how you're supposed to act, how you're supposed to react. And that wouldn't feel safe. And the next gift that you could have is the gift of healing. Now, the healer has a healing touch on people. Now, also, it could be that something is being activated inside of yourself when you touch, like, let's say, a person's arm. Out of the sudden, there's like energy running through your body. You know, my friend told me that story that she went into the hospital. And you may have stories like that too. I've read many of them on Instagram, right, where you go to the hospital and somebody is sick, but you're asked to pray for them, or you're called to pray for them, and you put your hand on them, and out of the sudden, something comes through you, or the surge of energy, of healing comes through you, and out of the sudden, that person is healed. Like, you're a healer. Like, you don't understand why you're a healer. You just are a healer. And so what that means is you're going to get guided where to heal, and also, of course, how to heal yourself, right? That's like really important, because when you heal yourself, again, you're less likely to run on an anxious attachment style. You're less likely to put someone else on a pedestal, and certainly you're not going to give your power away. Which leads me to gift number four, which is the faith keeper. Now, in the Bible, this is known as the gift of faith. How do you know you have the gift of faith? Is when you are like David. You have this sense inside of yourself, this absolutely uncanny certainty, the sense of certainty that overrides what's going on in the outside world. So maybe you want to get a house, when you want to buy a house, let's say, right? But there's no house in sight. There's nothing on the market, but you just know that you know that you know that you're going to get this house. And I've seen friends and also acquaintances like experience that. And it's crazy, because you're thinking like, how do they know that? There's no evidence externally that would prove them to have that kind of faith level. But look, David in the Bible didn't have that evidence. He had a massive giant in front of him, right, that he killed with a slingshot. And why did he do that? Is of course because he said, you know what, I have the internal authority, the gift of faith, right? I have the inner authority. So whatever happens externally, I'm not outsourcing my authority. Now, you may have seen that with people manifesting money, healing with their health, maybe with their relationships. They're just like, my man, I meet him next week and meet him next month. You know what's funny is my friend, before I went to Hawaii, where I met my husband, Brody, my friend, who I think actually is a faith keeper, lots of love to you right now, my friend. But she said, there's someone there in Hawaii for you. And I was, of course, full of unbelief. Like, you're right. Thanks, no. I don't need any more hope that doesn't work and things like that. And lo and behold, met my husband, Brody, and we came back. And for her, it wasn't nothing special. It was just like, yeah, I mean, I knew that, right? And so it wasn't something where she said, well, look at me. I knew that or anything like that. It was just like the usual for her because she carries that gift. And finally, the last gift is the gift of speaking in tongues. Now, this is activating, stirring up the spirit inside of you. Now, what the heck is the value of that? Now, you may walk through your day and just do the same things. You think about the same things. You talk about the same things. What you have for lunch, maybe you have an argument. You have certain perspectives, viewpoints, lenses, whatever the case may be. And you're like, well, how am I supposed to even know how God speaks to me? Have you ever asked yourself this question? How do I even know that God speaks to me? Like, how do I know this is not my logic? Or how do I know that's somebody else's opinion? How do I know that's deep God wisdom? That's intuition, right? And of course, how you know that is by you stirring up the spirit inside of you. Now, you can do that by speaking in tongues. Now, you may ask, like, what's the gift of speaking in tongues? Like, what does that actually mean? And you may have experienced talking in gibberish, right? Maybe you've done like an acting class, or maybe you've done an improv class, and you were supposed to do something other than speaking in your mother tongue. Why? Well, because it gets you out of your head. It gets you into your body, gets you into your spirit. Some truth can actually flow through. Why? Because you don't have any resistance coming up. Well, think about it. If your brain doesn't even know what you're saying, how could it come up with an argument? It can't. Well, what your brain can do is can say, you're crazy, you're nuts, what the heck are you doing, you're so weird, and so on. But I say, fly your freak flag. And I say this all the time on this video. Why? Well, because when you step into your gift, you actually become aligned inside of yourself. It's part of your purpose. The reason why God gave you this gift is because it's part of your purpose. You're going to help lots of people with it. You're going to help yourself with it because God is speaking to you in this way. So you're going to get clear guidance to avoid painful situations and to move towards providence, to move towards health, to move towards your dream relationship, to move towards the greatest friendships on the planet, the most amazing business partnerships, whatever the case may be. And you know what? Your partner is part of your purpose. That's why when you get fully on purpose, it's like so fast, like within months, I hear so many times that women meet their man because they're finally balanced. They're finally not putting the man on a pedestal anymore, but they're saying, you know, I own the power that I have inside of myself, and I'm just looking for a man who owns the power that he has inside of himself. By now, you may have discovered, wow, I may have something inside of myself that I didn't even know I have inside of myself. So like, go maybe for the video again, maybe talk to some friends, talk to some family members, see what gifts resonate for you. It doesn't mean you just have one. You can have two, three. I know people who have all of them, and I have people who have one, and it doesn't matter, right? Because it's about you understanding how does God speak to you so that you can increase your own self-trust. Because when you have your own self-trust, you increase your confidence, you increase your radiance, and you become irresistible to your man. Next, if you haven't yet, take my free love quiz and virtual coaching call to get a committed long-term relationship that you desire fast without frustration, loneliness, wasting any more time with emotionally unavailable men by simply hopping over to getlovequiz.com or click the link right here in my comment section in the description. Grab it right there. And also, I would love to hear from you. What are your takeaways from this video? Where have you heard before about the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit? And which ones do you have? Let's talk about it. Take care. Bye-bye.